Good evening, and my name is Jeremy Moore, and I'd like to officially welcome you all to the Moore Success Team Legal Shield Group Conference Call. We do this special call the very first Monday of every month, mainly focusing and featuring on the business-to-business aspect of your Legal Shield businesses, and we've got a couple of really dynamic speakers lined up for you guys tonight. But before we get started, I just want to take a moment and personally congratulate my wife, Stephanie. She went out today, and she did a group presentation for 24 people, and she wrote 25 memberships. She talked to 24, but she wrote 25. One of the 24 went out and grabbed her best friend and said, "You've got to have this." And so she ended up writing 25 memberships and talking to 24 people. I think that's fantastic. I think it speaks directly to how needed our product is today. If we're just out there sharing it with enough people, great things were happening. So I just want to congratulate her in front of the entire team. But to get things kicked off tonight, I'd like to go straight out to Durant, Oklahoma, to Millionaire Club member, Platinum Executive Director, six-figure income earner, but most importantly, he's my dad, and that's Mr. Randy Moore. Dad, are you there?
I am, Jeremy, and I do appreciate the work that you and Stephanie do. Congratulations to Stephanie. She did an awesome job. But before we get to tonight's special guest trainer, I want to go to the state of New Mexico to an executive director on our More Success team that was actually featured on this morning's Legal Shield conference call. He's an awesome basic trainer instructor and had a great increase in his business last month, and that's Mr. John Alvarado. John, are you on?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can, John. Congratulations. I know you had a great increase. Just tell everyone a little bit about yourself, your background, if you don't mind, John, and what you were able to do.
Thank you, Mr. Moore. Yes, my name is John Alvarado. I'm a retired Army officer. I spent 33 years in the military, and I started my prepaid legal business back then as a part-time associate almost 12 years ago. And, you know, I just got involved with the business. I needed the membership. I knew the membership worked for me. And the person that recruited me actually used to work for me. That's Mr. Ray Rios and his wife, Linda. And they took me to a business meeting, and I saw the opportunity, and I got involved with the company. And, you know, to make a long story short, here I am 12 years later, and I was kind of surprised this morning when Mr. Tony Petrell called me at bright and early, you know, 06:30 military talk, and told me he wanted me to be a speaker on the call this morning due to my 25% increase over the last 6 months. And to tell you the truth, I didn't know that was happening. I was just focused on trying to sell memberships, trying to talk to more business owners, and working my groups, you know, just working, filling the calendar with activity. And it's just kind of, I guess it kind of got me to where I am today. But, you know, the thing about it is that's really the key to everything is creating activity, you know, and having goals that you want to reach for. You know, I'm always focused on making sure I'm club qualified early in the month and trying to get to Power 20 as soon as I can. And, of course, one of my goals that I always enjoy is that trip and getting my bonus money. I'm probably one of the few associates now that takes the cash. I've been Performance Club qualified for 82 months in a row, I believe, going on 83. And I take a $500 cash bonus because of that, and I don't want to lose that. I mean, you know, $500 coming into the household is you know, paying for my nice car. It's not a BMW, but it's a car that I wanted to drive and that I picked out for myself. It has made a big difference. I've also, you know, took advantage of the training that we had in Dallas, you know, that the eye-to-eye training. Unfortunately, I wasn't able to get out for the B2B earlier in the week, but, you know, I did sit down and talk to people, got a good notes from them, and then I went to the main conference on Friday and Saturday and attended that. A couple of other things that happened is that about 3 months ago, I had a good hot talk with Mr. Tony Petrell. And he asked me, "Well, John, you know, what are your numbers? You know, how many people are you talking to? You know, how many business owners are you talking to? And how are you tracking that?" And, you know, and the thing about tracking your business, I had been doing that in the past. I had actually gone out and been doing that in the past and watching how many phone calls I made and how many businesses I talked to, how many groups I was opening, and I had kind of fallen away from that. I was kind of focusing more on business building, trying to recruit and helping my team grow. And while that's all part of the business, I think I lost track of keeping the main thing, which is marketing memberships and helping families. And then if they're interested, look at the recruiting aspect. At least that's kind of the way I was doing. You know, I was having much more success early on in my years with Legal Shield. I also have a great workout partner, Mr. Paul Archuleta. You know, he and I keep each other accountable. And that was one of the things that Mr. Petrell told me to do is, you know, who's your workout partner? What are you doing together? You know, how often are you talking? And we hold each other very much accountable to that. We talk about the numbers of people we talk to, the number of phone calls we made. I picked up a second workout partner recently with Mr. Harden Lawson, a director out of Moriarty, New Mexico, who called at the conference during the I-to-I session. You know, he sent me a text message and said, I want to be your workout partner. I said, I'll gladly accept you. I want to be yours, too. And so we got together on that, and that's kind of been helping us move forward. And then, of course, just the events themselves, you know. We did a recruiting event here this week, Mr. Archuleta and I, at a job fair. But there's other networking events that we're taking advantage of. And that's really what kind of, I guess, has moved my business to 25% increase this year. I'll tell you, it's a big difference over last year. And while I wasn't expecting a phone call from Mr. Petrell, it was, it was nice to have. And it was an honor to be on the call this morning. And really, I just want to get the message across that if you just focus on doing those things, you know, marketing the membership, recruiting some new associates, and teaching those people to do the same thing. And that's why I like my basic training class. That's why I enjoy being a basic trainer, because I get to teach the class and teach people how to get started in the business. And that's what it was, Mr. Mora. I hope that answers and fits the bill for tonight. I hope that somebody gets a little something out of it that can help them maybe take to the next level, get to PC qualified or Power 20. And move forward. Thank you, sir.
Well, John, I appreciate you and Liz, and I appreciate what you bring to the table on our More Success team. Congratulations on a 25% increase. I wish we had more people that had an increase like that. I'm sure we will in the future. But, again, congratulations, and appreciate you being on the team.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Now to introduce tonight's special guest trainer, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma. He's a $500,000 ring earner. He's an original Millionaire Club member with Legal Shield, and of course he's the leader of our More Success team now for the past 30 years, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
Can you hear me, Randy?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know, these people are the vice president of group marketing trainer for the state of Idaho. They're just real special people. You know, executive director has been in a performance club for 129 straight months. They just go out there and they work the business. They're people that's full of compassion for other people. They're people that's out there just working every day. And it's an honor and a privilege to have them on the team. And it's my honor tonight to introduce you to Mr. Kent and Darlene, too.
Thank you very much, Mr. Moore. Appreciate that. You don't know how much we appreciate the Moores, Jeremy, Randy, and you, Ken, for all you do and our relationship. Anytime we've needed help and assistance, you have always been there, and we really, really appreciate that.
No, we appreciate you guys, Ken. You just have your liberty and do what you do best. We just appreciate you taking your valuable time being on the call.
Thank you. I'd like to congratulate John, the Alvarados, known them for many years, and it delights us in seeing success, and congratulations to them. With that, we're going to share a little bit of background. Darlene and I have been together for a few years now. We have 11 children. We met at college, and at that time got married, and we've had 11 children. We've lived in half a dozen states, and done a lot of different things, but here about 11 years ago, I was invited, went to a business seminar. It was not a Legal Shield or prepaid legal seminar. It was a business seminar, and in that seminar, they did a presentation on different businesses you might do on a home-based type business, and when they started talking about Legal Shield, I sat up and I, wow, I'd never heard of that concept, never even imagined anything like that was around. And so during intermission, I went back to the back of the room and said, tell me about that prepaid legal services. Well, I got the membership that night. About 3 days later, they called me and said, Mr. Two, you got the membership with regards to prepaid legal services, and we'd like to inform you that there's a business associated with that. If you would be interested, we'd like to have you come to a business overview. And they scheduled, we went to the business overview, myself and my sons, and become associates that night. And there was eight individuals in the meeting that night, and all eight become associates. It's interesting, we're the only ones still in the business. But that's how it goes. But we, that was in November of 2001. From that point, we have grown, and the first month we went out, I come home and all excited and told my wife, hey, we had a new business, and she was wondering what the excitement was about. I had a rough time sleeping, and she commented on it.
Yeah, at 2:30 in the morning, Kent, at 2:30, let's go to sleep, and you can tell me more tomorrow morning.
But it's been... From that point, she got the excitement also, and we've gone and built the business. We started on part-time. First month, we made about $600. Started building business immediately the first month. We're in Players Club and have continued that. Within 10 months, we had replaced our income, and we decided to replace our priorities. We put prepaid legal as a priority and put our other business as a part-time. And within 2 months of doing that, we were executive directors. So it was 1 year exactly to the day from when we got in the business, we were executive directors. That was a goal. That's what goals will do if you put them out there. So it was a change for us in our whole life and our future. And we started we were area coordinators from 2002 to 2004 doing fast start trainings and such. And then 2005, Wilbur and Smith got a hold of us and asked us if we would be the regional vice president for Idaho. So 2005, 2006, we were regional vice presidents. We changed the regional vice president program in 2006, and so they asked us to become group vice presidents. So from 2007 to 2011, we were group vice presidents, and then now senior group vice presidents, 2011, 2012. So we have... experienced a lot of change and things happening in the company. It's been exciting. We appreciate that, being a part of that. We've seen a lot of change in Idaho. When we got started, there was no provider law firm here in Idaho. It was just a referral network, and we've seen the growth and all that come about, and we're excited for that. We have had also, we have a plan and work on a regular basis, like Ken said, plan and do the work. And with that, we plan ahead and talk and work it over together. We stayed and worked the business as a team, Darlene and I. And, you know, have I seen a lot of change? We have stayed consistent in the business. And with that consistency, we have had an opportunity to see a lot of people come and go, upline, downline, sideline. And what I want to say is we have seen come and go, but all those who have gone, come and gone, we are much better off in our position than where they've gone, what they're experiencing. I've followed some of those and what that happened to them. And so this is the opportunity. This is where it's at. And make it and stay with it. Stay with the future. And this is the future. I feel humbled in we do in talking. I heard a lot of people coming on here that have more experience and more background with regards to the company and the business than we do. And so I appreciate being able to share this information with all of you. We have sold over 3,000 memberships, and with that have got where we now have our debit balance paid off, and country has earned, have the income, the residual. That is since November of 2010. So that is a great blessing for Darlene and I. Gives us the freedom with regards to having our own business, and it's paid for. And look at a business, a lot of people in debt and such, but our business is paid for. And we participate, as Darlene and I participate in business organizations, chamber organizations, and business clubs, and politically involved on the state committee in our county here. And so we're involved in the community and county. And, you know, people look at us, and I know that people kind of made fun of us. We live in a community that's 435 people, and yet we've been consistently in top producing and such in the state of Idaho and building our business. So the population doesn't necessarily make a difference. It is what you want, what we really want, where we want to go and how we want to proceed, where we want to take this business. And so with that, we provide value, and with that we provide value, and that value is in the membership, but also the value is what you are, who we are. It is, I mean, people can see the membership, but that's just a piece of paper, that's just concept. But what do they really see? They're seeing you. They're seeing Darlene and I. They see us, and that's what they're really buying. We have to create emotion in the product, but they're really buying what they see, what they feel from us, and our concern from them, and our love for the product, the company, and the service. And that has to be put across to them before there's a conviction and a signing on the membership application. And people feel that, and they buy with emotion days, weeks, months after that emotion is gone. Okay, they have to think and remember who was there, and the paperwork in front of they had, but they'll remember Kent Darling too, because we cared for them, we're concerned for them, and so they remember who we are, and so we have to build that relationship and build that emotion. So some of the things that we've done in doing so, we as group trainers, we can go in and train on how to go and build a business, how to contact businesses and how to do the presentation. But we wanted to share some information that goes a little different. It's still in the same marketing and presenting ourselves, but one area is extremely important is, okay, we've sold the membership and we've got the people with the membership and then they haven't used it, okay? And so what do? They start regretting, well, was this really necessary? And so you look at your pre-cancel report. And so what do you do with that pre-cancel report? Well, we have a program to address pre-cancel. And it doesn't matter whether it's individual or group, they're all contacted. In fact, we pulled up a pre-cancel report today. And with that, I'd like to have Darlene share some information with regards to the pre-cancel.
Well, thank you. Well, can you hear me?
They hear.
They can hear me? Okay.
Yes, we can hear you fine.
Okay. Well, we, like Kent says, we regularly pull the pre-cancel, and we go over the list to determine the approach. You know, what the approach I'll use on the phone, and if the group is marked off, if it's the group marked it off, then I wonder if they're working any longer for that company. And so I get the details from the person themselves. I always have a smile on my face. I think that makes a big difference. They know, they remember me, most of them too. But the most important thing is they need to know that we care about them. That little saying, I don't care how much you know until I know how much you care. But I build a relationship or rebuild that relationship with that person, and I talk positively, and I appreciate the members, and I listen to them. I think that's one of the most important things. they'll tell me maybe they had a problem, and if they did have a problem with for some reason, I'll just say, well, you know, have you ever dropped a call before? And they'll say, yeah. And I'll say, well, we don't throw the cell phone away, do you? And they said, well, no. So anyways, I remind them what they have. And I even tell them, you know, you use this every day. Every day you drive your car. It's called vehicular manslaughter coverage. And they say, well, yeah, I guess I do. And I just let them know what they do have. Have they got their wills yet? And, you know, so often it's just a credit card expiration or some misunderstanding, or I just haven't got around to it. So I three-way them in. It works really well. I usually do mine between 3 and 6 o'clock once a week. Any time that works out pretty good. Some will say, well, would you call me tomorrow? And I'll say, okay. But I basically tell them it's from 6 to 6 Central Standard Time, or 7 to 7, I guess, there, and 6 to 6 here at my time. But I tell them how many hours they have, congratulate them, and say, isn't that exciting? Have you got your wills done yet? But I help them make a correction on this, and I remind them, you know, just remember you can do contract reviews, we'll write a letter, make a phone call for you, whatever is going to better the outcome. But, you know, I sometimes will even say, well, you know, you didn't use your life. I can see that you didn't use your life insurance yet. Or, have you ever used your car insurance? Yeah, it's something that you don't want to do, or your home insurance. But I say, well, you know, I know it's something that you can use. And anyways, they'll say, what do you mean it's good for tickets? And I'll say, oh, yeah, we don't fix tickets. We just make sure there's no points against you. We're quite effective on that. So anyways, I'll ask them also, would they like new cards and will questionnaires? You know, having this will seminar, Ken will talk about it in a minute, but you know, it's awesome because we just ask the people, you know, would you like new cards? Well, cards, I don't think I ever received them. Oh, really? You know, so I go on. But I helped a lady that had it for about 7 or 8 years the other day. She was going to quit. She said, well, I've never used it. So I reminded her what she did use it for. She said, well, you know what, maybe I better keep this. And would you send me new will questionnaires? So it is a relationship business, like Kent said, and we love what we do. And remember that, you know, people hover at 75, trying to maintain 75. Well, why not hover over or pass 85%? Because it'll increase 5% of your residual income. Is that how you say it, Kent? Just it'll actually increase your how would you say that?
Residual income.
Your residual income, yeah, by 5%. So that's something else to think of. Okay.
Okay, thank you, sweetheart.
Mm-hmm.
And so in that relationship, building value, that's what she is extremely good at, is building relationships and building rapport with people. She can do it personally or she can do it over the phone, and people love her. And she does it with a smile on her voice and it comes across extremely well. So that's a great talent she has, and she seems like her motherly attitude and whatnot is very beneficial on that. Seems like she comes across better than this tough old rancher dude. So we appreciate her and what she does there. Also, that we have done several times now, and it's been working very well for us, and that is going out of our way to organize will seminars. And what do we mean will seminars? Well, we're talking about the provider law firm coming in and presenting seminars for our members in our local area. And done this several years. We've done it twice this year already. And these will seminars are very effective in several ways here. But with the managing partner and owner of the law firm, Mr. Chris Huntley, came over this a couple weeks ago and participated in will seminars. We organized with him and put it all together, venues and accommodations and everything, and set that up to have will seminars to make sure our members have a relationship now that they can see with their attorneys. And so, Darlene, I'd like you to take a minute to what you've done with regards to will seminars.
Okay, thank you. Well, the will seminar, about 3 months before I won it, like we did it in February, so in December, I was talking to the provider law firm and figured out that we would have it on February 24th. And so we had one then, and I knew that I'd probably have another one probably September 24th. It turns out to be the 21st. But anyway, it worked out really good. About every 6 months we do that. We just call the provider law firm and tell them what we want to do. And, you know, sometimes you have to get back with them, But I've kind of built that rapport now, and they say, okay, Darlene, you had 135 people there last time on those four seminars over that 24-hour period. So, yeah, we'll want to do it again. And so it takes a lot of phone calling. And mine is kind of one-sided. I don't have a lot of associates around here that join me. They don't work as hard as me. That's why. But to me, I bet you, I'm just guessing, though, 95% of those 100 people that were there last week were probably my people. And 135 people, probably 125 of those people in February were mine. But that's because I value this membership, and I want them to feel confident in it. But anyways, we do send out a flyer. It really works good because the group sends out the email to the employees, and there's a flyer. It's just awesome, awesome. And we had a Eastern Idaho State Fair. We had a big fair, and 2 weeks later we had the Will seminar. It was just perfect. I had people say, okay, so if I sign up today, I can go in 2 weeks, you know. And I said, yes, you can. And so we, you know, we felt very, very good about it. There was a mistake. The editor of the Idaho State Journal saw our flyer. In fact, he was a member and very happy member. Anyways, he put it in the newspaper, and I had to call him and say, I have people calling me wanting to know about, well, anyways, I found out the next day, but they didn't put in the RSVP to Darlene to register and get their packets for the seminar. And so we had to turn people away the next day because they weren't ready for the $17 a month thing, you know. So we had to turn them away. They were sad, and we were sad, too, and they were it was very disappointing for them. But anyways, we love it. I reserved the courtroom. Notice that we had it in the Bannock County, Bingham County, and Bonneville County courthouse rooms. I had one at 6:30 after hours. I had another one at 5:30 the next day after hours. I had one at lunchtime, which works out really good because everyone takes a lunch. And the only one that they even questioned was the 3 o'clock I had, but a lot of senior citizens want to come to the 3 o'clock. And so I had that one in the county commissioner's room. So you have to speak for it about 2 or 3 months ahead of time. But I'll tell you, I had people hugging me as I was leaving. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. It was awesome. And I had the extra will questionnaires. So if they came without theirs, I had an extra 100 there just in case.
You did a terrific job, Darlene, and went out of your way to organize, make that happen, and it turned out exceptionally well. One of the big things with regards to that was not only them helping and getting their wills, but people with the membership that we have, what do they have? They have a piece of paper and a packet that comes in the mail and their cards. But here they come and they see the attorneys. And there we have Chris Huntley up there saying, okay, what we want to do, this is what our plans are, this is how we're going to work the seminar, and I want you to understand I'm not here to collect any more money. What our goal is to make sure and see if we can't get you what you want in your estate planning documents without you paying another cent. And so it is a very, very special event and good feelings. The attorney even gets you to tell a little bit emotional as he's talking to, on some of the issues, and the people are relating and caring. And so it's a special, it's not just a seminar, it's a emotional experience also that people can see and relate to and feel the energy. And what does that do? That helps with regards to keeping the membership, reselling the dream of and the value of having access to the justice, having access to this these attorneys that they just saw. And so we appreciate that. That's how does this relate to group? Well, we go out and to each of our groups, we make sure that they have a flyer and they get that information out to their employees, whether they do it in an email or they do it in their packets or whatnot. They get that out to the employees. And we also had some of the employees that didn't have a membership. They, well, can we come to that too? Yes, you can. You can. Certainly we can get you set up with a membership so you can come to the Will Seminar also. So it is a unique service, unique opportunity, and we appreciate that. That's some of the things we're doing and building our business. We appreciate this time being able to share that, and we appreciate the Moore team again. Legal Shield is the opportunity for the future. We're looking forward to some great things with the advertising and marketing that's coming about to help us as we build a business And so thank you very much for this time together with you.
Well, Ken, I'll tell you what, you guys both did a tremendously good job, and I tell you, we're very thankful to have you on our team. I know there's a lot of helpful information. Anyone can just listen to you and feel the passion in your voice and everything and know that you're true to what you mean. You're absolutely right. You know, we write business, and we don't keep it on the books. All we did is create a mess. We sure haven't made any money, and we sure not going to get retirement. And the way you guys are doing, I can see that your retirement is going to be very, very great. Very great, which means mine's going to be greater. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. But thank you one more time for being on the team. I didn't hear how many years you've been married, but I guess I missed that part. But how long have you been married?
44 years.
44 years. Well, that's a good start. It's a good start. Come January 3rd, we'll be 57.
Wow, yes.
But, of course, I'm a lot older. But listen, I'm for family, for God, for family, and for legal seal. That's the way we want to keep it. Thank you, and Darlene, we'll listen for you on the next call. God bless you. And anytime I can help you, I sure will try. We're indebted to you. We appreciate it. God bless you, and have a good evening.
God bless you.
Well, Randy, we're ready for the next call.
Yes, sir. Mr. Moore, it'll be starting in about 30 minutes. Mr. Jeff Hughes, which is a Platinum Executive Director on our team, will be a special guest speaker. And then we're also going to have the number three top recruiter on our team for the whole company. We'll say a few words tonight.
You know, not only was he tied to the number three top recruiter, they got a new BMW today, Randy.
Oh, outstanding. Well, that'll be good for everyone to hear.
Yeah, you sure will. Okay, like I said, God, family, legal shield. We'll talk to you in a few minutes.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you.